We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yesterday was the perfect 49er game to indicate exactly where they are. Like Ray was saying in our open, you see it on turf with the Vikings. They are not good. Capital N, capital G, not good at football. And they're not terrible, but that space between good and terrible is what so many of the teams, particularly in the NFC, seem to be right now. I mean, I think the way Dallas has played lately, you have to throw them in there as well, which means there's really only three teams in the NFC that rise above it, the Bays and Arizona. You know, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Arizona seem to be a cut above, but the rest of the NFC is a competition between mediocre football teams, and I'm not sure there's any reason to think the 49ers couldn't be capable of being the best of those mediocre football teams. What do you think about that, Ray?
Well, I'm starting to hate the Rams. I mean, just as a visual thing. I mean, they look like they've forgotten everything, and it's not, you know, everybody wants to talk about, oh, it's Matthew Stafford. No, it's not. That defense was supposed to be able to stand on people's chests. That's why you went out and spent the money you spent to get those guys. And they are, you can move them around. And you couldn't do that earlier in the year. Dallas is just, they're just an injured mess. You know, I mean, just it's, you know, they're
well,
not
but
consistent.
That defense, Ray, that Dallas defense is back to the mess it was the last couple of years. And if that's the case, then I think you have to lump them in with some of the other mediocre teams, don't you? I mean,
there are three, as you said, there are three teams that are hard to beat in this conference. The rest of them range from kind of difficult to not that hard to, you know, you don't even have to fly out. I mean, there's literally, and now, I mean, if you want to break it down, I mean, Philadelphia is playing with no quarterback. Carolina has lost its entire offense for the rest of the year. Washington stinks. The Giants stink even worse. And they are preparing to gut their entire staff.
I'm interested to see what you say about a couple teams here. Keep going.
Yeah, the Bears, they're on the come. Based on last Thursday, I see magic. Seattle's done. And Detroit is going to get the first pick.
Just like that, Seattle's done before we even see if they can beat the Washington football team tonight.
I don't believe in them anymore. It's just, who do you give the ball to? You know, who do you throw the ball to? You know, you've got one answer to that. No, you've got Ty Lockett, but the problem there is that Russell Wilson shouldn't be playing yet. The idea that he was going to come back after 4 weeks based on trying to rehab his hand for 19 hours a day is among the stupidest things ever allowed. You know, what do you have a cab waiting? I mean, what's the deal here? You are in such desperate straits that you're going to try to cheat, you know, the laws of medicine to get him back in 4 weeks. That's the sort of stupid nonsense teams used to do 30 years ago when they didn't care whether players were human or not. I mean, shame on Russell Wilson for giving into it. Shame on Pete Carroll for thinking that was a good idea. And they have the record that they deserve because of it.
Well, I don't know if I don't think I'd be very surprised if it was actually the other way around, that it's Russell Wilson pushing it and Pete Carroll acquiescing. to an early
whatever
return,
it is, somebody had to be an adult. I'm sorry to interrupt, but somebody had to be an adult there and go, your hand's not ready because you aren't, you know, you're not a superhero. You don't have the power to heal yourself. There's a time frame for which this thing has to be done, and you don't get to cheat it just because you're you.
You don't have the power to heal yourself. For God's sakes, you're not Tom Brady. Look, you're right, though, because there is a distinct difference between the Russell Wilson you got for the first, whatever, 5 weeks and the Russell Wilson we've seen the last two. To go back to the Rams, though, I got to say, as much as everything you said about the defense is dead on, as a great man once said, two things can be equally true because it is also Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford has been terrible the last three games, and if we believe all the reports that have come out about him over the last week or so, it's no wonder he's been terrible the last few games because, my God, every part of that man's body seems to be injured. So, you know, I think we saw last year more or less what the Rams are if they have mediocre to bad quarterback play. So if that's what they're going to be getting from an injured Matthew Stafford, you know, we know what they are. And worse off without Robert Woods. And to your point, other than the Stafford deal, most of the investment on this team is on that defense, and they are not performing.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, I wasn't trying to say that Matthew Stafford has been heroic in defeat.
No,
as much as I'm trying to say is he doesn't have any time to do anything.
Yeah.
They don't respect the running game, and for perfectly good reason. And that offensive line cannot block for him. And it's not because those guys can't get open. I mean, Cooper Kupp, and I realize it's a federal law that you have to say his full name every time you reference him.
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I mean, there's no time for him to do anything except take a beating.
To your point, the first eight games of the season, Matthew Stafford was sacked a total of 7 times. The last 3 weeks, he has been sacked a total of 9 times. So, you know, this is a quarterback who's already beat up, who is now under assault, and if you watch it, you can see he's beat up enough that he's starting to get a little bit afraid of getting hit again, and that is never a recipe for success. So, you're right about that. Protection is a huge part of it, and obviously the loss of Robert Woods does not help at all, and the fact that the defense is not stepping up with all of its high-priced talent to sort of pick up the offense, because they did manage to put 28 points on the board yesterday, even if some of that was kind of garbage time. You know, that they at least scored yesterday, which they didn't really do the two previous weeks, and the defense still let them down. It's 28, 31, and 36 given up the last 3 weeks for that Rams defense.
Yeah, 95 points in 3 games that's sort of lion-esque. You know, it's really more Jacksonville-esque. That's how bad that is.
Yeah, it is.
But no, I mean, the Rams don't look like a real contender anymore. And somebody's going to have to be, because, you know, not all 7 teams in that conference are going to be good. You know, you've got 3, then you've got Dallas and the Rams, who you sort of wince at. And the Rams are in only because Philadelphia is god-awful. And Washington's worse, and the Giants are worse than that.
Dallas is.
But, I mean, the Rams, I mean, I could see them falling out of this.
It's not inconceivable. And they have a tougher schedule than the Niners do the rest of the way. And based on the Niners' schedule, and the Rams for that matter, it is overwhelmingly likely that when the Niners play the Rams on the 9th of January in the final week of the season, a win in that game will put them in the 5th seed. And they'll be a 5th seed that's arguably the 4th best team in the conference, unless things go horribly wrong. And look, I shouldn't project that far, given how many twists and turns we've already seen this season. But I'm just saying, the rest of the schedule is not formidable. You're at the Seahawks, who Ray just declared are done this Sunday. And frankly, whether they're done or not today, if the Niners beat them in their house on Sunday, they're absolutely done. And I think we're going to be talking about whether the Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson era in Seattle is over. Then they're at the Bengals, which, you know, not bad. Let's say that's a loss. Then home for the Falcons, then at the Titans, which, again, let's just say that's a loss. They're still going to be playing the Rams with a chance to get to 10-7. And there's no question that's a playoff team.
Yeah, and, you know, and at this point, Tennessee is hard to figure because they're starting to feel, I mean, while they still run the ball a lot, they're starting to feel the loss of Derrick Henry. Because now they're having to rely on Ryan Tannehill to save their ass week in and week out. And it's much easier to be Ryan Tannehill when A.J. Brown is healthy and Derrick Henry carries the ball 30 times a game.
No question. They're not great. The Bengals aren't great either, for that matter. It's not inconceivable for the Niners to win out. I'm just saying, even conservatively, the Texans are awful. The Falcons are pretty darn bad. And like you said, the Seahawks are a mess because their best player is playing down a finger. It is the skies, the metaphorical schedule skies have really opened up for the 49ers, particularly when you factor in how they have looked as a team over the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, they have figured out who they are, what their limitations are, and how to minimize those limitations, which is what they were 2 years ago. Because they had an exemplary defense, which they do not have now, but their defense is better than it was 4 weeks ago, and they have now figured out, well, it's not that they figured it out. They've finally gotten performances that allow them to do what they do, which is to keep the ball forever and run the ball 40 times a game. What does that remind you of?
You know, yes.
That's them 2 years ago.
Right. They're not a Super Bowl team because the defense isn't there. That said, they're clearly a playoff team. And I guess that would be my question for the people. 888-957-9570, the phone number. You can text or call us at that number. What is this team really? Because I have to say, even yesterday, they pretty much put it on the Vikings. I had confidence they were going to win that game throughout it. They've won three in a row now and four of five. But even yesterday, even amongst all that positivity, just when you feel like, you know what, this team might actually be pretty good, something happens as if they're just committed to telling you, well, we're not that good. Like they give up a kick return or someone else gets hurt or whatever it is. It really seems like you're confronted at every positive development with an equal and opposite negative reaction. And so I wonder where are people at with this team? I mean, it seems clear, because they're in playoff position, because they're going to be contending the rest of the way regardless, it seems clear Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be playing unless he gets hurt. It seems clear Josh Norman's going to be out there unless he gets hurt. They're sticking with old guys. They're focused on being the best they can be right now, and that's the way it's going to be. So what is the best they can be right now? What do you think this team is? Are they the team that, look, you get in the playoffs, they've shown what they're capable of at their best, maybe they suddenly sneak up on people and do some damage? Or are they the team that just when you think they might be onto something, they're going to remind you, actually, we're not that good?
Well, it's not that they're not that good. It's the league's not that good. I mean, as much as they have advanced in the last 4 weeks, the conference has backed up to them, too. And no doubt. They're now no longer like a clear 12th place team. They're part of this, you know, amorphous, brackish soup that is everything from 3 to 12. Yeah. You know, they're just better at it because they've been good the last several weeks. You know, when you look at the rest of the standings, I mean, Dallas is sort of hit a slide. The Rams have been god awful. Minnesota, you know, is
we just watched.
Yeah, Atlanta's not very good. New Orleans is just they're just shattered. Philadelphia, they think that 120 yards in passing is a good day. Carolina has lost its only meaningful player. And then the five teams below them just stink on ice. So it may be that the 49ers are going to end up with a better record than they really are because this is who they are. You know, they have not, you know, their secondary is still incredibly vulnerable. They still are not a team that scares the hell out of another team's quarterback. And so they're going to have clear limitations, but in this conference, they're swell.
I think that's the best way to encapsulate it. I mean, the best argument for their ability to contend is the lack of impressive teams in the conference. And frankly, in the league, because it's not like you look at the AFC and, well, it's a real murderer's row over there. The 1-2-3 seeds in the AFC right now are Ravens, Patriots, Titans. And we just talked about how we're not sure the Titans are much better than the Niners. You know, the Chiefs are, despite all of the panic over how terrible they look, they're sitting at 7-4, and they're winning their division, and they are the fourth seed in the playoffs. So, you know, neither – who do you think the best team in football is right now?
It's either Kansas City because all of a sudden they're really starting to operate like they were 2 years ago, or New England because Bill Belichick has 2.5 brains. I mean, he's turned – what looked like a very mediocre roster into a hyper-functional football team, largely because they don't let anybody play the way they want to play. I mean, they have a better point differential than any other team in the game. They're plus 146. They've scored 13 more touchdowns than they've allowed, which I believe is second. I mean, They just don't do anything stupid. And they don't do anything stupid for 60 consecutive minutes every time they go out there, which in this field makes them elite. Kansas City, I think Cincinnati is just enough of a wild card that you could look at them and go, they could be dangerous. They're sort of the Buffalo of 2021. But if I had to rank them, I mean, I would say, you know, Kansas City first, New England second, Green Bay third. You know, Arizona maybe fourth.
Okay. Ravens in there at all?
I can't tell with the Ravens because I didn't see much last night to make me go, yeah, they're special.
They did not look special because that Browns team certainly isn't, and it was no easy task dealing with them. I think this discussion illustrates exactly the situation, which is that these 49ers are kind of in this thing just because the bar to get in this thing is not that high. Nobody, even the teams that we can clearly say are a cut above the rest, because there's a handful, and Ray just listed most of them. You know, throw Tampa in there. I don't think you mentioned throw maybe Buffalo, but I don't know. It's a pretty big pile of, at their best, they can be really good. At their worst, boy, they can look terrible. So it's hard to know what to expect on any given Sunday. Let's go out to the phone lines, though. 888-957-9570. Where are you at with this team? Do you have confidence after three straight wins, or do you still feel like they're going to let you down? Jose in Palo Alto, what's happening, man?
Hey, how are you guys doing today? You know, I'm looking at the schedule right now. We have the Seahawks coming up next week. That's going to be a harder game than everyone wants it to be. Clearly, it's a divisional matchup. Those are always difficult. And I'm looking at that Bengals matchup in Cincinnati at 10 a.m. That's going to be a good test for this 49ers team, especially with that Bengals team riding high with Joe Burrow, you know, Jamar Chase, and especially that defensive line. I think they've been severely underrated all year. They're getting some attention now, but, wow, that defensive line's looking real good, and I think that's going to be a really good test for this 49ers team, see where they're kind of at. And, yeah, those are my thoughts. I do think the schedule with that Rams game at the end of the year, divisional matchup again, that's going to be a big one. But that Bengals game, I'm really looking forward to that one. It's going to be a good test for the Niners team. And, yeah, that's all I got for today. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the call, Jose. I mean, look, the odds are overwhelming that whoever wins that Week 18 game between the Rams and the Niners will finish ahead of the other. Now, whether or not that's for the last playoff spot or the top wild card spot remains to be determined based on the rest of the schedule, but there's a really good chance that that game is very important.
I'm not even sure that it'll get to Week 18 because I don't know how the Rams fix themselves. They look profoundly
right. Can
dysfunctional.
I, just quickly, because yeah. I'm just guessing you haven't looked at this, I'll give you one suggestion of how the Rams fix themselves, because then we got to go to a break and talk to Damon after it. But do you know who they play on Sunday?
Oh, they play Jacksonville. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they'll look great there. And then they'll get boat raced by Arizona. They'll probably beat Seattle in a game that nobody should watch.
Right.
I could easily see them losing to the Vikings and Baltimore on the road. Uh-huh. They might not be in it by then. I mean, I see three games that they can easily lose and a fourth that they might.
But let's say they're 8-7 going into the or even 8-8 going into that game. You know, there's no guarantee the Niners won't be, you know, 9-7. So if the Rams beat them and they're both 9-8, anyway. We'll see, but I just think there's a good chance that that game matters at some level for one of the teams, if not for both of them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.